Simon Shinlam Tess Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says on Shabbos ain't donin. You can't have a din Torah. Shtabur explains even the Mamonis, because he might come to write. Even organizing the tainas, the two sides from Dayanim, is also also because Dayanim might come to write down the tainas they hear from the two sides. However, for someone to come and complain to Bezdin, for example, someone wants to come to Bezdin and complain to Tainas Basulim that the Isha wasn't really Basula, it was really Ba'ula when he married her, that's okay. The Ramah says that Simei ain't done, therefore it's also to catch someone, put them in jail. If they're chayav of punishment, they shouldn't escape. And similarly, we don't give Malkus on Shabbos, because Bechal Din, and Chazal made it to call the Rabbanon not to have Din on Shabbos. And if the person is going to escape because we didn't arrest and bring him on Shabbos, okay, so in the klum, that's not our responsibility. The Mishnah Berurah explains another reason not to give Malkus, he shouldn't come to Chabur, he might make him bleed on Shabbos, also in Isser. The Yushalmi says, Mishnah Berurah brings the Yushalmi, which Pashis means not to make a fire. So from here's a remez, the Badidim should not be done on Shabbos. Havara is the reference to the Mrs. Bezdin, and Teres Megala, not to give Einshim on Shabbos, and who didn't any Einshim? It could be, therefore, we don't do Din Mamadis, but it could be Din Nefashis, Kimalkis, all these things we don't do on Shabbos. In fact, Mr. Ruhr brings from the Sefer HaChinuch an additional reason for this whole thing. Hashem wanted to Mechabit Shabbos, that should be a game that everyone finds Menucha. Even the Chaitim, people the Averis, even the Chayavim, the people who are Chayim money, tell the people, at Shabbos is Menucha, there's no Din Mamadis, and there's no Malkis, there's no Din Nefashis. The Mechabit is Lemekachin. You can't mekayish isha on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's also gzera, shem yichtav, we're afraid you're going to come to write. He says the reason is not because there's isra mekach memka on Shabbos, doing business on Shabbos, and when you mekayish isha, it can be kinyan, kinyan ishus, because kedushin itself out the chuppah is not a complete kinyan. You're still not kinyan legabi, yerusha, to yarshin her if she dies, legabi mitziyasa, that she finds a mitziyah, that goes to the husband, legabi maisiyadeh, that if she works, the proceeds go to the husband, yerusha, mitziyah, maisiyadeh. So therefore, it's not considered a complete kinyan. So rather, the reason why you cannot do Kedushin on the Shabbos, the Shem Yichtav might come to write. The Mishnah Berurah says that if Kedushin are done on Friday, and you want to do the Nesu'in, the Chuppah on Shabbos, that's also taka because of Kanya Kinyan. Because by the Chuppah of the Nesu'in, that is when you finish the Kinyan, the Gemara of the Kinyan for Yerusha, for her Metzias, for Ma'ase Yedayim. That's the problem of Mecha Chumemkar on Shabbos. Now the Ramah says that there are those Rishonim who are Mater to do Kedushin on Shabbos if someone doesn't have a wife and kids. And Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because it's considered Tzarech Mitzvah, wants to Mekam Mitzvah per Revu, and the Ramah says could be the Kedush and the Chuppah is the same thing, but the Kedush and the Suud, you know, each one's also for its own reason, at Shem Yichtov, or at Kanya Kinyan, each part for its own reason. But Kapam was a heter, the Rishonim, but someone doesn't have a wife and kids because it's a Mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the truth is, even somebody has kids, but if he doesn't have another wife, and now he wants to have a new wife in order to have more children, it's still a Mitzvah. Like the Pasuk says, the Gemara Yevamos to Tzach Beis brings to the Pasuk, but Bikr Zer'ah Zer'acha L'erva Tanech Adecha. One shall have children when he's younger, and when he's older, he should try to have more children. So even if he's already Mekayim Peruvu, he already has male and female offspring, a boy and a girl, still he should try to have more children, and therefore if he lost his wife and now he wants to marry a new wife, he can have more children. According to these Rishonim, we mutter on Shabbos. Now the Moses, we don't really pass these Rishonim, we pass them still with all this. It's still also do Kedushin and Chuppah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but still, we can use it as a tzirif, and therefore B'shas at Chak, we're semach on these Rishonim who allow B'malka Mitzvah, because God will cover the Brias. And very often, they're fighting over the dunya, over the financial arrangements on Friday until close to Shabbos. And by the time they made all the agreements, the financial agreements, it's ready L'El Shabbos. So they make the Kedushin of Chuppah on L'El Shabbos, since they're Erev Mecha, they prepare the Suda and the Suin, and Tzibiyash, Tzibizayim, the Chasan Kalav, they all take care of the marriage then. So they do the Kedushin of Chuppah on Shabbos, and that's it. But, says the Ramah, L'Chatkil, one should be careful, that should not come to that. Mr. Burr points out that the Ramah is only allowing it with a tzir of many factors. The Chayyadim says you need three factors over here. You need the cheshvan of the mitzvah, there wasn't a kayyad peruvu, or Mr. Burr says, like we said, if he has already children and he wants to have more children, he doesn't have another wife besides the one he's marrying now, and there'll be a hefsid, there'll be a loss because they already prepared those suda, and it'll be designed to chasen kala. If you miss any of these factors, then you should not make the kedushin on the chuppah on Shabbos. But now, shmashas though, Mr. Burr says that for sure you can make it because the run goes a shvus ben shmashas from Malkum mitzvah. Balchat Chila, one should avoid this and not wait till the last second with Shabbos. This whole chasis of Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says, gets delayed and they end up being over on the tilto of Muksa, of the Neiris and Shabbos. And many ladies bench licht too late, end up being Madak Neiris, being Ashmashas, you're better. They shouldn't bench licht at all at that point. And preferably, one should avoid making the chasis of Shabbos, especially not later of Shabbos, because of all the things that go wrong over here with Muksa, etc., and Lakas Neiris. Truth is, he says, those who are holding the Neiris when Shabbos starts, once they're holding them, they continue holding them until they find a good place to put them down wherever they want. Better to give it to the guy, to avoid all the muktzah on Shabbos, to avoid that. But best is to avoid being chassid on Shabbos, for sure not late on Shabbos. And nowadays, taka, We don't make chasnas on Erev Shabbos, and definitely not late Erev Shabbos.